Call it pandemonium, a baseball addict's dream, or simply wild card fever. More teams than ever remain in the running to make next month's Major League Baseball playoffs. It's added an intensity to the season, especially in the National League, where 8-ball clubs are wild card contenders. NPR Cheryl Corley reports.
Usually by Labor Day, the dream of postseason play for most baseball teams is over. But with slamming bats, fierce pitching, and key moves made during the trading season, this has become the keep hope alive season for baseball. Just what the inventors of the wild card were hoping for, says Lester Munson, an editor at Sports Illustrated.
It's baseball's fantasy to have this many teams in contention in the second week in September. That means there's greater interest now probably than any time since the wild card came in 8 or 9 years ago.
The three teams that win their divisions in both the National League and the American League automatically go to the playoffs. The fourth team, the wild card, is the ball club that didn't win a division but had the next best record in its league. Making it as a wild card can be a ticket to the big time. Four wild card teams have reached the World Series, including the Anaheim Angels and the San Francisco Giants, who played last year in the first ever wild card World Series. This year's showdown is most competitive in the National League, where 8 teams are in the wild card hunt. At Wrigley Field, clumps of fans in blue and red made a checkerboard of the stadium last week as longtime antagonists, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs, battled for position. In the Central Division, it's a nip-and-tuck battle for the lead between the Cubs and the Houston Astros, so both are also wild-card contenders, along with St. Louis, Florida, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Arizona, and Montreal. Eric Futterer, who roots for the Cardinals, and Kirk Hughes, a Cubs fan, say baseball couldn't be any better.
We're not going after the wild card. We want the divisional title first.
My problem is, I'm a Cardinal fan. He's a Cub fan. We're buddies. But I think we got to do something about this. We can't play each other. There's too much energy. We beat each other up. It's like Ollie and Frazier. There's no energy left. So Houston's going to win because we're going to beat each other to a pulp, and it's over.
And for Cardinals fan Ed Penn, it all comes down to this.
I think it's going to go down to a playoff game at the very end of the season.
For the wild card position?
Hopefully it's going to be between the Cubs and Cardinals, right here.
The Cubs were involved in a wild card tiebreaker 5 years ago against the San Francisco Giants. Dusty Baker managed the Giants then. He now is the manager of the Cubs. And while Baker says his focus is on winning the pennant, he's not surprised at the wild card fight, especially in the Central Division.
For years, I was always wondered why this division was always pretty close. And it usually took less victories to win this division than it usually took the East and the West. I mean, they have a lot of parity in this division. So, I mean, this isn't football, but this is definitely a black and blue division right here, because everybody or anybody can beat you every day.
Cubs infielder Tony Womack has appeared in 23 postseason games, including the 2001 World Series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He says experience taught him the pennant and wild card battles would be intense.
When I was at Arizona in 01, we were on top looking, and you know, you were a fool or you were lying if you say you wasn't looking behind you. You always checking the scoreboard, but the pressure is not really on us. It's on the people that's up top.
With all the talk about wild cards, Lester Munson, who's based in Chicago, says there's something else fueling the baseball fire in Chicago, the possibility that the Cubs could end up playing their crosstown rivals, the Chicago White Sox, who are leading their division in the American League.
This is a wonderful thing going on. Are we entitled to dream about a World Series? Absolutely. Is it likely to happen? I don't think so. There are too many good teams that will be in these playoffs standing between the Sox and the Cubs on the one hand and the World Series at the end of the line.
Chicagoans aren't ready to give up the dream just yet, but reality may soon intrude. The last time the Cubs and White Sox played each other in the World Series was nearly 100 years ago in 1906. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.